This year's report was probably fairly startling for its finding about the digital gender divide, because very many development studies have shown that if you empower the women, you can really make a tangible difference. So there is some scary evidence from this year's report that it may actually be moving in the wrong direction and widening slightly.
Why is that?
That is because more men are coming online sooner and earlier than the women in the new countries where the new people joining the internet, where they're coming from. It's no news to anyone that more men are among the early technology adopters. But as we move to the mass market, different rates in different countries, overall, globally speaking, there's still more men joining the internet each month.
Okay, so we've got a big problem, because the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals, say that we should be leaving nobody behind. What's the Commission's recommendations?
So we really believe that you have to begin with your infrastructure. That's fine. Attention is now moving to the demand side of things, with affordability a big issue.
Sorry, so when you say affordability, you mean that for many people, for many households, it's a question of either having food or internet access?
In the developing countries, given the cost of internet access, people may well be forced into either or choices, and that's not just in terms of income, but also in terms of time. They may be relatively time poor as well as resource poor. So there's a number of different issues as we approach the next 1.5 billion. Essentially, we've done the easy part. We've got the easy to reach, easy to connect.
Half of the global population.
Nearly half, 47% or 5 billion. So we're now moving into a much more difficult segment of the population to connect, and we may well need a different approach to do that.
Can we just talk about the SDGs again? In terms of reaching the 53% of the global population which doesn't have access to the internet, should we be going for countries with huge populations, or should we be going for the developing countries where they also have just as much a right as everybody else to the internet? What's the kind of debate now among your member states?
If the aim is to connect as many people as possible quickly, then indeed you could afford to be fairly selective about how you go about that, and you could afford to focus on six countries, five of which are in developing Asia and one in Africa. If your aim is the philosophical one you mentioned of the SDGs, leave no one behind, then your priorities might well be slightly different, and you could be looking at more of the LDCs.
I guess the thrust of what I'm trying to get at is, do you feel that we're going in the right direction?
I worry about that question with regards to whom it's addressed. We need to remember that the telecom sector, there are now a large number of private sector players who de facto operate according to often, but not always, commercial incentives. Universal access remains a bit more of a concern, a priority for the policymakers, but we need to manage this marriage. It has to be a happy marriage between the two. It's not always clear in telecoms that commercial incentives have provided universal access. The crux of that debate is still firmly with us.